Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Each of us remembers where we were. Seventeen years ago, and so we pray also in this Mass for all who that day lost their lives, for all those who gave their lives, but so too we must pray for those who took their lives. The scriptures that we have today really speak in a special way toward what the Christian life is supposed to be. St. Paul rebukes those who he brought to know the relationship with Jesus Christ because they treat themselves as though they were nothing different before their conversion as after their conversion. How they seek to gain, to steal, to bring things to themselves, to commit the same sort of actions which they did prior to coming to know the love of God, prior to when they received holy baptism, prior to when they were sealed with the Holy Spirit, prior to when they received true forgiveness of their sins. And so the same is on us to examine. Are we living different than our secular counterparts? And especially we who are Catholic, who today are nourished by the precious body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, not on a day when we have to physically be here. Are we different from those who do not make that same sacrifice to come and be with God here in the midst of the week? It is a great scandal that we give ourselves to such a practice of materialism that we seek to struggle, to strive, to make sure that our rights are met. St. Paul says, why do we not put up with wrongdoing, with loss on our own account? For in truth, what does it matter what we should gain in this life if we lose the peace of soul, which is so much more important? Why do we turn ourselves over to secular judges who are able to divide property and care nothing for God? Is there not a deeper wisdom found in the church? And so we must truly beg that question of ourselves. Why lose our peace of soul when that is the one thing which the world can't rob of us unless we voluntarily give it up? That's the detachment of soul that each of us are called to live as Christians, as Catholics, as ones who partake of the precious body, precious blood of Christ, the sacred flesh of our Lord. The struggles which we go through in our life are not a striving against our brothers and our sisters, against those who are here in our community, against those who have wounded us, but rather against spiritual forces. Those are the things which we are to fight with all of our might against, not against those who one day we hope can turn to God and be with him forever. Rather against those souls which have eternally rejected him already and will never be with him. See, the reason why those men were so possessed as to destroy the peace and security of the United States by crashing those airplanes into the Twin Towers and also into the Pentagon. They were not possessed of their own wickedness in doing so, but it was rather the demons which they themselves worshipped which drove them to commit such heinous acts. And so our struggle is not against those men, but against the spirits which they allowed to possess them. How did Jesus destroy such forces? The gospel says that he spent the night in prayer. Prayer and penance are the most valuable weapons and the most powerful weapons that the Christian has. And so often we find ourselves availing ourselves of things which have nothing to do, even to go to court or to go to an argument with somebody, without first entering into that prayer. What does the scripture say? Our blessed Lord says that we are to settle with our brothers and sisters before they take us to court. Matthew chapter 5 and 6. He says that we should rather put up with wounds rather than seek to defend ourselves. Our Lord reminds us of so many ways in which the relationship with our brother is so much more important, and if we were to take the time to let our anger die down first, then clear thinking would actually emerge. And so today we must copy the very pattern of our Lord Christ. Pray. Pray the night and do penance. This Friday, our Archbishop has called upon us to do the same through prayer, fasting, and penance. Purposely, for those abuses which have been inflicted here within the church, but also those abuses which have been inflicted within our world. And so let us not lose sight of those most important weapons which we have through actually prayer, through actually offering penance, through actually offering ourselves to God, because our struggle, brothers and sisters, is not against flesh and blood, but rather against spiritual forces. We should not fear the one who can destroy our body, who can take away our possessions. What do those matter? Fear only he who can destroy the soul. And as our Lord says, send it into fiery Gehenna. The one who we should fear is our own voluntary commission of mortal sin. And so, the conclusion of the homily, I wish to share with some of you a litany written by Blessed Cardinal Newman. It's called the Litany of Penance. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Ghost, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. The response is, have mercy on us. Incarnate Lord, have mercy on us. Lover of souls, have mercy on us. Savior of sinners, have mercy on us. He who dost come to seek those that were lost, have mercy on us. He who dost fast for them 40 days and nights, have mercy on us. By thy tenderness towards Adam when he fell, have mercy on us. By thy faithfulness to Noah in the ark, by thy remembrance of Lot in the midst of sinners, have mercy on us. By the mercy which you did show to the Israelites in the desert, have mercy on us. By thy forgiveness to David after his confession, have mercy on us. by thy patience with the wicked Ahab in his humiliation. By the restoration of thy penitent Manasseh. By thy long suffering toward the Ninevites, when they did go in sackcloth and ashes. By thy blessing on the Maccabees, who fasted before battle. By thy choice of John to go before thee as preacher of penance. By the testimony of the publican who hung his head and smote his breast. By thy welcome given to the returning of the prodigal. By thy gentleness of the woman of Samaria. By thy condescension towards Zacchaeus from the sycamore tree, persuading him to restitution. By thy pity upon the woman taken in adultery. By the love of Magdalene, who loved so much. By thy converting look at which Peter wept. By thy gracious words to that thief Dismas upon the cross. We sinners beseech thee, O Lord, hear us. The response is, beseech thee, O Lord, hear us. That we may judge ourselves and so escape thy judgment. That we may bring forth worthy fruits of penance. We beseech thee, O Lord, hear us. That sin may not reign in our mortal bodies. We beseech thee, Lord, hear us. That we may work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We beseech thee, Lord, hear us. The Son of God, we beseech thee, Lord, hear us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us, Lord. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. Lord, hear our prayer, and let our cry come unto you. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, O Lord, to thy faithful pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all their offenses, and so also serve thee with a quiet mind, through Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.